is lamenting bad. I've heard that one should lament of the misdoings, the misdeed that we have done. There is repenting and there is lamenting. They're two different things. Repentance means, again, like I told about learning from the past and lamenting about the past. So, in repentance, the focus is that, yes, I made a mistake and I should not do it. I feel bad that I did it. And I'm not going to do it. So, there are actually a few terms associated with it. Lamenting basically, it just means feeling sorry for oneself. Why did this happen? Why did I do that? Why? It's lamenting is characterized primarily by living in the past. Whereas repenting is characterized not by recognizing the mistake of the past, but after that, focusing on correcting oneself in the present. So we should definitely repent what we have done. But repentance essentially means that we are not nonchalant. Yeah, is that what is the big deal? It's Kali Yuga, things happen everywhere. Everybody is like this. It doesn't matter. No, it does matter. But what if I got a wound, it does matter. But if I'm constantly thinking about the wound, it's not going to heal the wound. I have to do something to heal the wound, and I have to take care that I don't repeat the wound. The wound myself away. So similarly, if we have done something wrong, then we should be cautious so that we don't repeat it. And our what makes us feel bad, repentance, that's the voice of conscience. The conscience is conscience is the dog that barks when the thief of sin comes to the door of our consciousness. So, it's like a dog barks when a thief comes at our door. So, like that, we consider our consciousness like our home. So, when a thief of sin comes at the door of our consciousness, conscience is the dog that barks. So, if some sinful temptation is coming, or if I'm doing something wrong also, there's no barking happening. That means that's a serious problem. Now, what do you come to know? So, if you don't feel bad at all after doing something wrong, that means we have done the bad thing so many times that our conscience is practically like dead now. That is an alarming thing. So, to not feel any concern, not feel any alarm, not feel anything about to nonchalantly do wrong things. That means our consciousness has been deadened, and that is a serious situation. But no, it is not that the dog keeps barking. The point of the dog barking is to not allow the thief to come in. So like that, if you feel bad, what is the result after we feel bad about it? That we stop doing the bad thing, we counter it, we do something to strengthen ourselves. Whereas if we say, to continue that metaphor, when somebody is repenting, somebody is lamenting, a dog is barking, and we all say, why is the dog barking? Why is the dog barking? What to do? The dog is barking. A thief has come. The thief is stealing. Let the thief steal. Oh, the thief has stolen everything. So, if we don't do anything about the problem, that is lamentation. But if we recognize it's a problem, and we do what is in our power to deal with the problem, that is repenting, and that is very good.